Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Careful out there driving. It's Friday. Let's make it through, shall we? So we can have a good time tonight, huh? Can we make that happen? All right. So happy Friday. Vinny, maybe this will be a really happy Friday for you. Let me get your little sheet here. Hold on. Because it's time to play a game. Vincent, you currently owe me $90. Let's see if we can take $5 off the top.
So I'm going to play a game.
Yep.
I'm going to win.
And then you'll owe me $85.
So but if I you still lose, can't walk out of here and take my lady for a drink.
No.
That can't happen.
You can't do that. No.
Especially today.
No.
I got no wallet.
Right.
So
if you
sorry,
win,
Izzy.
$5 off the top. If you lose, you don't owe me anything. You just stay at 90.
I'm just a loser.
You're just a loser.
Right.
If you lose, you have to just remember all day. I'll keep reminding you. Don't worry.
Okay, thanks.
You got it. All right. I'm going to do this. I'm going to read you a quote, and you're going to tell me who said it. I'll give you five choices, and I'm going to read it in a super neutral way so as to not give any hint as to who might have actually said
it. Tell me the instructions again because I wasn't listening.
I'm going to read you a quote, and then tell me who said it. I'll give you five names to choose from. Who said... Love is like a fart. If you push it too hard, it's probably poop. They didn't say poop. They actually said the S word. So that maybe is a hint. Was it Dr. Ruth, Steve Harvey, Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah, or Ice-T? Love is like a fart. If you push it too hard, it's probably poop. Who said it? Let's hear your thought process, man. Dr. Ruth, Steve Harvey.
Well, Dr. Ruth has come up a couple times in the past couple days, so... At least that's not out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's true. She's got that show coming out on Netflix or Hulu.
One of those. Yeah, yeah. She's 90 something years old and she's going to have a new sex show.
I like Steve Harvey for it, but he's a TV and radio guy, so he wouldn't have.
He said the S word. It's the S
well,
word that
he's also
said.
A stand-up comedian guy.
No, I
too.
Know. I mean, I like him for it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, he's not one to waste material, you know, in the news. He'd be like, I have a show.
I'm going to give you a little clue here.
Yeah.
All right.
This was said in the context of Valentine's Day advice. Mm. Valentine's Day advice. It was asked for and gotten.
Again, I like
love is like a fart. If you push it too hard, it's probably poop. Dr. Ruth, Steve Harvey, Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah, or Ice-T.
I like Ice-T for it. He's the only guy of them that can get away with the bleep word, and everyone would
say, of
would
course.
Would not be offended.
Well, I mean, look, we've talked about this. Ellen's a comedian, but Ellen knows
she
how
knows
to do
her
the
limits.
Dance, so to speak.
Keep going. Keep
she's,
going.
She's a corpo yeah. employee
She does
now.
Know how to do the dance. She does the dance yeah. daily. So we're going Ice-T.
We're going Ice-T.
All right, Ice-T is the correct answer.
And
Vinny only owes me $85.
Now, where was Ice-T? Because he usually just keeps his head down and does his Law & Order SVU and
yeah.
makes his... He makes bank
yeah,
doing
he
that.
He has a new show coming out.
Well, he was... I'm not sure if that's why he was on this particular app, but there's an app called Cameo,
uh-huh.
and it allows people to buy personalized messages from celebrities.
Oh.
And that was
so he
Valentine's
got paid to do
Day
that.
Thing that he gave out.
Good for him.
Yeah. Love is like a fart. If you push it too hard, it's probably... Congratulations, Vinny.
$85. Thank you so
much. Way to go into the weekend with a win.
I'm not a loser. Well...
Well, you're less of a loser than
right.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're certainly a winner. Speaking of winners,
uh-huh.
Did you do anything for? Did anyone here do anything for Valentine's Day yesterday?
I did.
Oh, did you? You're the only one of us without a Valentine.
I know. He had a Valentine.
Oh, do you guys do anything? Somebody else can start. I don't have
no.
to.
No, no, no. You're the only one where you're the only one who did anything.
I took Alden was my Valentine's Day guy, and I took him to lunch.
Oh, that's nice.
So benefit. I went with three super hot chicks to Kokari, and we had appetizers.
Where'd you get them from?
They invited me, so I said okay.
Who are they?
One's Susie, one's Nusheen, and I can't remember the other girl's name.
Nusheen.
Yeah.
Well, you must have taken a picture. You don't do anything
without documentation.
They took a picture after I left and didn't include me in it.
Are
when
you
they posted
sure you were
it.
Even there?
That doesn't make sense.
I know.
You would never let a moment pass without documenting it for
this
the
is weird.
Interwebs.
What happened? Are you in love with one of these girls?
No.
So all your senses departed?
I can show you the picture of the girls without me in it.
No, there's no proof that you were even there.
Well, yeah, there's
anyway,
no proof.
We went there, and then we went to the Battery for a party, and then...
Oh, no, I want to see the girls. What are you guys talking about? Let me come see that.
All right.
Oh,
okay. He's coming in. So you did do something for Valentine's Day.
Nusheen and the other girl.
You were out with those girls.
Girl. Yeah.
What do they look
Which
like,
one should
Vinny?
He go with, Vinny?
They're actually all really well-dressed.
Yeah, they're professional.
They're all in heels and dresses. They look incredible. Mm. Oh, is that pants? That's probably pants. But two dresses, pants. the pants has a nice blouse, whatever you want to call that.
Yeah.
All with hair down. All look, who's the pink girl?
I think she's Turkish. I don't know her.
She's all brown
cleavage,
hair?
Almost Usette style
Big old cleavage. Well, you
real slut, huh?
Are you a little bit jealous that he's going out with some chick with cleavage that rivals yours?
All right, one blonde, one dirty blonde, and one kind of brunette.
Well.
And then, I was invited to another party, but I went home.
Wait. Yeah. I just got back to my, of the three, is there one you got your eye on?
No, they're just my friends.
Okay, of the three, tell me which one you think is the hottest.
Oh, wow, she does have some cleavage.
Yeah.
We get closer to that.
What's that? Is that the other girl that you don't know the name of, or is that Nusheen?
No.
Susie? That's Susie?
Yeah, Nusheen's a little conservative. Susie's super, like, she's a fun girl.
So that's one for you.
No.
She doesn't need babysitting at a party.
Hey.
She makes it happen.
Yeah, she doesn't need babysitting. No babysitting.
Well, then, you know.
So of the three, which one would you say is the one that is most, you would be most attracted to?
It's a tie between Nusheen and Susie. I mean, they're going to be listening to this, so I can't really pick one.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
You want to keep your options open. Good job.
No matter what you planned for your Valentine, Kanye just beat you.
Of course he did.
And it was really more about sort of just elaborate visual and audio than anything else. I as I looked at the video of what he did for Kim Kardashian yesterday, I thought to myself, that's the last thing I would want. Just from a logistics standpoint, who's going to clean all that up? And now what do I do with this guy at my house? So he gave his wife Kenny G.
Kanye gave Kim.
Connie, here's a shot of it. They've got a big empty room in their house, or the servants cleared away the furniture. The entire floor is covered with little single stem vases. There have to be 500. Mm. And each one has its own rose in it. And in the center of all this, so I assume he had to stand there first and then they arranged the vases around him because that looks like a disaster waiting to happen, is Kenny G.
Look at him sitting there with a big smile on his face like, look what
Kanye,
I did.
Kanye, yeah, look what I did.
Does it show Kim her reaction?
No, she's actually filming it is what it looks like. So there they are standing in the
just
doorway.
Just taking that moment in would not be good enough, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Gotta get my camera out.
Gotta get your camera out. I mean... the world needs to know how good I got it.
He must have coached Kenny up, like, whatever you do, do not stop playing.
Yeah.
We are not here to talk to you. This is not a personal appearance. You play that thing.
And then we're going to leave and you depart. So apparently that's a hit song of his. I don't know any of his songs.
What's it called? Is it Songbird and G?
It doesn't say.
Crying out loud.
I think this is like Forever Love or something.
It's forever
pretty.
Love.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah. Good for them.
So, out of all the celebrities, Kenny G is definitely one of the nicest, kindest people you'll ever meet.
Oh, great. So, when they were forced to talk to him for an hour later, I'm sure that was...
I was here for his gin product launch.
Kenny, would you like a tour of the new house?
I'm going to predict something. You can write this down. I think All right. I think Kenny G and Kanye are going to do a song together soon.
Oh.
Thank you.
You know Kanye is saying that, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
How long does it take to put this Valentine's Day together?
The one with Kenny.
Yeah. How long did that take?
Oh. A phone call.
For them, nothing.
Phone call and a check. Venmo.
Oh. You think he gave him some money?
Oh. Yes. Not just pals? Are you kidding? Kenny's not trying to do that for free.
He called him. Kanye called Kenny G at 11 p.m. on Wednesday night and went, "Hey, I got this great idea. If you're not busy..." And how is Kenny G not booked for Valentine's Day somewhere? Like, Kenny was like, "Yeah, I'd love to do it. That sounds like a really great idea."
You know what? If you're Kenny G, your first reaction may be like, no, but then you think, who's going to get me more run than Kardashian?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you spend 2 seconds thinking about it, that guy is invisible on a daily basis until he pops up at a Kardashian house.
Until today.
Playing Songbird in G. And now, look at him. He's everywhere. He's going to get 1.5 million likes.
So I'm looking at his Instagram right now. He has 95,000 followers. His three posts ago, his picture got 2,000 likes. The picture he posted this morning has 2,000 likes. But the picture from yesterday, with surrounded by 1,000 roses, has 20,000 likes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's stoked.
I'm sure he's done this before on a Valentine's Day.
Probably.
Not for a Kardashian, though.
So Kanye calls him at 11 p.m. on Wednesday night and says, "I want you to perform for Kim." Fortunately for Kanye, Kenny was in town, lives nearby, and was stoked to do it. He was like, "That's going to look great on my social media. I'll do it. Thank you." Kenny G said, let's see. I think he's saying that Kanye picked the songs for the private show, and he says he was flattered to be part of their intimate moment.
Aww.
And there's talk of a collab even in this TMZ story.
There you go, Lumen.
Is that Songbird and G?
Oh, that is beautiful.
No, it's Forever in Love. I said that earlier.
This is the one he played?
This is the one he played.
Sounds I know good without the band.
This is the first song I play on the piano.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. Boy.
I was like seven.
I'm going to move on because I'm running out of time.
Kenny G?
Yeah, well, there's piano in the background. Can you hear it? Listen, that right there.
Like that electric piano
yeah,
sound?
Yeah, exactly. I played that part.
So you didn't transcribe what he's doing
no,
into piano?
No, well, there is some lead on the right hand, but, you know, whatever.
Ooh. I see.
Yeah, there's piano. There's supposed to be somebody duetting with
G.
Me.
Oh. Forever
no, it's
love.
Forever Love. God, okay,
whatever.
You want to play Songbird G?
I don't know any of his songs.
We don't.
Okay, moving on.
Do you want to play that?
Dina Lohan's online boyfriend?
Yeah. Yes. This is getting weird.
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Yeah, he's her boyfriend, all right. And he's some other people's boyfriends, too.
Oh, he just sits, he just does this all the time?
I don't know about that, but this alleged boyfriend, there's another woman claiming she too has been contacted online by this guy. The details sound really familiar. This chick's name is Linda Scarper. She says, "I too have been romantically pursued by Jesse Nadler." This is the guy's name. So if you're on Celebrity Big Brother, Dina Lohan, Lindsay's mom, admitted that she's been in a 5-year relationship only on the telephone with a guy she's never met.
Okay, first, does relationship count?
I don't know. I mean, I don't call that a relationship.
They've never met. So while she says...
Well, I guess technically...
On
it's
the show.
There's some relationship to each
no,
other.
No, no, no. I get that, and that. But that's what... So there it is. I mean, they're not in a relationship in the sense that we would call that your boyfriend or girlfriend, right?
Right.
She says she's going to marry this man, but that's, you know, she spent all this time. I don't know that they've got an exclusive deal going, do they?
Doesn't
well,
sound like it.
Listen, I don't know if you need exclusivity when you don't meet any of the women that you're talking
that's,
to online.
Well, what I'm getting at is it's sounding like, for whatever reason, he doesn't need real contact.
He doesn't. I think he just needs to, it's like a name drop thing. This chick is actually somewhat famous in her own right. She's the daughter of Greg Scarpa, who's an infamous hitman for the Columbo crime family.
Oh,
what are you messing around with
exactly.
that for?
She's appeared in numerous TV shows about the mob, including I Married a Mobster, and is the author of the 2015 memoir, The Mafia Hitman's Daughter.
What's her name again?
Linda Scarpa. She says in 2014, 5 years ago, this Jesse Nadler reached out and began messaging saying many of the things that he told Dina. I'm reading this out of the blast, by the way. He mentioned how much he respected her, how beautiful she was. He wanted to marry her, but he was unable to see or travel because of his sick mother. He also took a flirty photo with her book.
Flirty, like, here's my ween next to your book?
No, I'll show it to you. It's not that flirty. It's not all that flirty. It's him, you know, holding the book up by his face, and I guess he's got what he thinks is a sexy look on his face, I guess.
Or is that a pillow behind his head? Is that supposed to be?
In May of 2018, he sent her a Facebook message claiming that he dumped Dina.
In May.
So less than a year ago. Scarpa says at the time she did not realize that the Dina was Dina Lohan.
Mm-hmm.
He had just, I guess, told her he's talking to someone else on the phone, too. He promised to fly out to New York one day and take her to a big Italian dinner, took a photo with her book on Facebook. She says she quickly realized something was off, but she continued conversing with him on social media. After the news broke that he was in this weird secret relationship with Dina Lohan, she said that she messaged him with, "I guess I'm not the only one," and he quickly began backtracking. He actually called her then and claimed the whole thing's a misunderstanding. So... if I'm Dina Lohan, I go, oh, so this is BS. Right?
Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, there's something she gets from this. Dina.
Right.
I mean.
But that, you hear from this lady like, oh, no, he was talking about you to me and saying I dumped her. And meanwhile, Dina's like, what? Dina didn't mention that he had other girlfriends online.
I've met girls online, but I am no pen pal. So for me, I'm like, let's go. We're going to dinner. I'll come take you out.
Yeah.
And sometimes that worked out great. And sometimes that was ridiculous. And I was 2 minutes into the date going, I'm so out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, let's eat.
I need to feed myself. So
I mean, some of the conversations you with someone where you, I guess what my point is, I was quick to say, let's go out, because I didn't feel comfortable doing what...
Right. Doing this weird sort of...
Being a pen pal.
Yeah.
For too long.
Yeah.
Like, I got a week on that at tops.
Yeah.
And that's
even
only...
phone calls. Like, I don't want to sit on the phone all day.
Oh, that's
phones
not happening at all.
You know? I hate them.
I took this girl out, and she was like, well, you're a DJ, but I do have a dentist. And I'm like, huh? And she's like, well, I got a dentist.
What does that mean?
Like, she's dating a dentist?
No, it means even though you're on the radio, you got to get those jacked up teeth fixed.
No, no, no. What? No.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's what she meant.
No, no, no. She's saying, I'm dating, I have a dentist.
Uh-huh.
And now you're a DJ. I'm trying to figure out which one's better for me, I think.
Oh.
But I was like, you're already out.
Yeah, go get the dentist,
lady. Yeah,
you
should go with the dentist. So we finished eating, and then I took her home and was like,
bye.
You can't get out of my car fast enough. But it was a weird thing, like, to be compared to my face.
Mm.
And I don't know if the push was, get competitive.
Guess you're going to have to fight for me.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Is that what she was going for? I don't know.
I don't know.
We're really late.
Oh. What do you...
We got to go. I can't get you out of this car fast enough. What's coming up? Okay, I'm just going to push this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The long weekend that's coming up. It's something special. You can do the Cal Academy. California Academy of Sciences, 3-day weekend, all weekend long. We are going to have tickets. So you can get between noon and 5, a 4-pack of passes to get your science on.
Yes.
God, I love the Cal Academy. I think I'm going to drag, we have a big family coming in to stay with us this week. My cousin's family, and they have little, you know, not little kids, but like, I think they're like maybe 7 to 14.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, perfect for the Cal Academy. Mm-hmm. It's perfect for every age, though. So just stay here at Alice all weekend long. I have spoken. Oops, hold on. Let me do that again. There we go. Now it's loud enough.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years in the Subaru True Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. The weather continues out there today with the rain and the wind. Full.
So weathery.
Blowing flags. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh. It's still surprisingly heavy. I thought for sure this can't go on
like
for another day.
Apparently this river is not going
to. If you're headed to Tahoe, the windows to sneak through are small.
Mm.
And even then, chains and such. So
it's going to be an ordeal getting up there, but oh my God, it's going to be a winterland when you're up there. It's a winter wonderland.
Quote here is, the snow's going to be insanely good over the upcoming President's Day weekend. But driving in the mountains could be difficult as yet another storm is poised to hit the area Friday.
Oy.
And snowfall continuing into Sunday. So.
But we're supposed to clear up by Sunday, right?
Yeah, supposedly.
I want to say that time
it's
I went
worse.
Up with my family and we were at North Star and we stayed at the Ritz right there. Is that the one that's.
Yeah.
So we. We were there checking in, and we'd made it through okay. Maybe it was the next night. Some listeners came through and were like, first of all, they were not, you know, hey, it's you, oh my God. And then they like, we just got in a car accident. We had the worst. And you just, man, it's just.
That's not what you want on your vacation.
No, it's like one of those things where you leave and everything's all.
High hopes. Yeah.
High hopes is it. Right. And then they crash their car.
Road trip.
And then you start wondering, do you go through with it?
No, I go home. That has canceled my plans.
They went through with it.
Good for them.
And then we couldn't get out of there. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Oh.
And that's how dealing with weather can be.
Uh-huh.
I've also had surf trips where there's no surf. And it's just the whole thing's aimed at.
The hope of waves.
And then there aren't any.
Well, I will argue that not having waves is, it's a bummer. But man, there's so much that goes along with being in a car accident. You know?
Oh, I would argue that back in the day, we just started cracking beers and everything was fine.
Oh, so it wasn't even that big of a bummer.
I mean, you did want to surf, but sure, there's ways to pass time that are just as fun.
Yeah,
ping pong and beer
doesn't spoil
works.
Things the way a car accident
right.
does.
No, a car accident's awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, try not to get in those this weekend as you head up to Tahoe.
Yes.
Because the skiing and snowboarding should be excellent. Today is Singles Awareness Day, also known as SAD.
Oh.
The day after Valentine's Day is where we're all supposed to focus on our single friends so they don't have to spend next Valentine's Day alone. You want that? Anybody want that?
No.
All the single ladies. Who? All the single ladies. My gosh, you stomped on me.
90% of single people, according to a survey, say they don't like being single.
Oh, human.
Well, listen, it definitely gets lonely at times, but I don't know. I hear all the difficulty and drama, and I'm like, I'll take the loneliness. But you also have to find the right person. You got to look for a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, let me find that text.
Oh, did you get like an offer for Hooman?
No. Bachelor? It was actually someone who, I think in their best effort, they were trying to defend Hooman. 415 says, why do you guys constantly get in Hooman's business?
Yeah.
His non-love life, especially you, Vinny. Take care of your own business.
Yeah, this is what we do on this show. There is no show if we don't get into each other's business, you guys.
Take care of your own business.
Thank you. You just did. I was going to say, what do you think he's here for?
Yeah. So we can explore the weirdness. That is why we're all here.
Yep.
No one calls anymore. I mean, that call screening sham we've been letting, you know, go for. No one calls anymore.
Nope.
So that's why he's here. That's why we're in his business.
Shields up.
Right. Oh, no. Are they?
Oh, no. No.
Not yet. Okay.
I'm just warning him that he can.
Please.
Ridiculous.
I love that text. Thank you, Texter. Shame on Sarah and Vinny for
jumping all over you. Awful people we are.
Oh, we're the worst, right?
Listen, if you called us, if you ever picked up the phone and actually called us, we'd be all up in your business too. That's what we do. We find out about people's business. That's what this show is built on.
We could have left that guy folding t-shirts in the closet.
Yeah. But we didn't. We were like, hey, weird guy, get out here in the light.
Right.
Let's have a look at you.
He's now the most prestigious movie reviewer in the world, thanks to us.
Don't forget about the Bachelor thing, too.
Right.
Most eligible Bachelor and has a reality show called Drama Stay that's about to debut on Bravo.
I don't think you're pronouncing that right, but whatever.
I'm probably not.
On to the other end of the story, which is getting married.
Oh. So single is sad.
Right.
Married is mad.
It's just a day where apparently there's so many singles out there that do really want to be connected. Mm-hmm. And this is the day where, you know, your friends should try to help you out if they can. Most of the time, I think that you should butt out, because if things go badly, then you're the person who introduced them to them.
Oh.
I'm not a matchmaker.
I'm a little bit of a matchmaker.
I know, and you have some successes.
One that I point to.
They're still together.
Oh, I know. They have kids. They've been together 25 years.
Wow.
I know.
That's good.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
You ever call them?
Talk to them.
It's me.
No, I don't do that. It's my husband's cousin, Diane, and my coworker at KLOS, Mark. And I was like, oh, you know who has the same sense of humor as you?
But you never call for a good slurp?
No, I don't think you should rub people's nose in, like, you wouldn't know each other if I...
No, you don't do that. You're just like, it's me.
The one who got you guys together.
Tell me stuff about me. I'm feeling a little down.
Yeah, can you say something nice about me real quick? I mean, you kind of owe me.
Anyway,
I'll try that. You know, I've never tried that, Vinny, but sometimes I do need someone to say something nice about me.
Might be better than the Frosty behind a trash can in Mill Valley.
Dude, that can get sad.
The Knott's annual Real Weddings study says the average wedding now costs almost $34,000.
Do you think you're going to spend anywhere near that?
No.
Really?
No. In fact, and I didn't remember it correctly. She corrected me. So originally I was like, look, can we set a budget for this at $20,000?
Oh boy, it looks like you.
And she goes, we can do it for less than that. Let's do it for 10. I bet I can do this for 10.
Can she?
No, we're doing it for 20. as we started to do the looking and the stuff and there's a business going on there that
it's all set up for it.
Hard to get your money out of your pocket.
I actually have wondered, because we threw a pretty good sized 50th anniversary party for my parents and my dad's sister and brother all married the same year. They all celebrated their 50th anniversary. And we wound up getting a huge buffet for like 100 people and doing this, renting out a room and did a whole thing. And I was like, boy, this would have worked for a wedding. This would have been no problem. I mean, I guess flowers would have been an additional expense, but we did all this different stuff and had a PA set up and we had music going. And the whole thing cost about $3,000. And I went, I wonder if you called a wedding venue and said, we're going to do an anniversary party and just lied and didn't say it was a wedding, that if you would get a better deal. Try that, brides.
Well, from what I was able to gather, there's a lot going on to push you into committing, to push you into the bigger room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do have this smaller room with low ceilings.
Mm-hmm. But then we have this grand, beautiful room.
There's a whole thing.
It's a racket,
I was like, this room's fine. This room is, I told you we went on that scouting mission in my pajamas that one night.
Yeah.
Like, this room is fine. Sarah sits right there with Yuzi and my crew. You guys can have all the rest of this space. It's going to be fine. She's like, let me show you the other room.
Is Jason Sisko going to be at the wedding?
I hadn't invited him.
Oh.
And I actually hadn't invited a lot of my friends because I just don't expect them to want to come up.
You're crazy.
I mean, I was trying to let you guys off the hook too, but you seem to
want
to do it.
We want to. And all your friends want to too.
I don't think they do.
They do.
I'm not sure they do.
They want to.
They have stuff to do.
They don't.
Anyway, I hadn't invited him, but it's not that I wouldn't want him there.
So, and Billy.
What's interesting is...
Nipples.
Now that the Nipples isn't Jason. Coming, no. I haven't talked to Nipples since high school.
Well, you should reach out.
That's not going to happen. And it's not that there was a fallout, but he's not one of the guys that I would reach out to.
Mm-hmm. Is Shooty coming?
You know who? Shooty might be coming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd
Weirdly,
be so fun.
It's so funny because Christina goes, do you want to invite Shooty? And I go, I haven't talked to Shooty in like 3 years. And she goes, yeah, because we had a kid. Mm. Used to talk to him all the time. And I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
That kid.
Ruined everything.
Totally.
So anyway, I was like, well, yeah, I mean, if he wants to fly out here, he won't come. I'm pretty sure he's coming.
No, he'll come.
No, I'm pretty sure he's coming.
He probably wants to come back to California.
Everybody wants to come to. That's the thing. You do your wedding in St. Louis. People are like, I don't know.
The timing,
though. In California. Woo!
Yeah.
Caught a lot of people during vacation.
Oh.
So a lot of people are responding like, I'd love to, but I'm not there.
Yeah.
Can't be there.
Well. Oh, well. That's nice. It's less people.
Right.
Did you invite
fewer
Lewis?
People. Sorry, Mom.
Did you invite Lewis Kaplan?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Why not?
Because I haven't talked to Lewis. And, I didn't.
Oh.
I love DiNardo.
Pretty close with him.
Trying to do him a favor. He's one. I. You know who I was on the fence about, to be honest with you? I was thinking, I'd love to invite Michael, but I don't know. He'd be like, oh, dude, I don't want to go to that. Now I'm stuck. I'm talking about Michael Martin.
Yeah. He would want to go.
Oh, he would?
Sure.
I feel
he
like
loves you.
I know, but I feel like he'd be all, you could have let me off the hook, dude.
Well, you go in there and say, listen, just tell me. I totally get it. If you want to go, I'll send you an invite. And if you don't, I won't.
He likes you the most on the morning show.
Yeah, he likes you the most.
The most.
The most.
That doesn't mean he wants to go to an event.
I would invite him to my wedding if I was having a wedding.
You would?
Hell yeah. We're friends. I would invite all my friends.
Well, yeah,
all
maybe
my friends.
You've got the money to throw a wedding 300 people strong.
Well, what do you've invited like four people.
I know.
I'm pretty sure that there's room on the guest list for you to your $20,000 wedding. I think that you can invite some of the people you want to be there.
707 says no guy wants to go to a wedding.
Right. Thank you.
Well, then he can say so, but give him the option. His wife might want to go.
All right. This is a controversial question, but I got to ask.
All right. Ask him. Yeah.
Why did I do this story?
Who are either one of you guys inviting any exes? Be honest for once.
I can't say what she's.
Is it Brandy?
No,
is Brandy.
No,
invited?
I can't say. No, she's not coming. I can't. I'm not. But I can't say for sure that she hasn't been with someone she's inviting.
Oh,
I wouldn't know. Oh. I do not.
I hope that comes out at the reception.
Very
this is getting interesting.
Specifically, do not ask questions like that. Mm-hmm. There's one guy who lived in the house that I lived in. She was with a guy.
In that
house.
He
split. Uh-huh. Years later, I move in. But his mail was still coming there. So I know that dude's name.
Is he on the list?
No. He doesn't get to be on the list. In fact, I was like, I've seen about enough of that name for my lifetime.
Right.
The constant mailbox reminder.
Well, I started having my mail sent
elsewhere. I'm not treading virgin
territory.
God.
How long did he live there?
Doesn't matter. Sometimes
know.
You change we'll your address and then, you know, junk mail forever after comes there.
I don't know the answer to the question. I never asked.
Mm.
I don't want to know. So don't tell me.
All right. And
so listen to my show and I'll tell you my entire history. You have to know mine, but I'm not going to ask about yours.
Well, I don't tell her to listen.
One final question.
Oh.
How many speeches and who are the people giving speeches?
There's been no conversation about speeches.
Let me know if you need me to give a speech.
I'm very worried about Jan. Like, if Jan gives a speech, that's going to be trouble.
Oh, dude, I'm living for Jan's speech.
If there needs to be...
And let me just say this. You people start buying that boy drinks. I'm going to be mad at you.
Oh, so you're saying?
So let's buy him some drinks. Let's start a tab for Jan.
He's probably going to bring his own.
The last thing we need is liquored up Jan doing a speech.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well,
what does that sound like?
Let me tell you a thing or two about my big brother, Vinny.
Let me tell you about the 20 times he beat the crap out of me.
Exactly.
He wouldn't share his drugs with me.
Anyway.
He wouldn't share his booze with me. Or anyone else, for that matter.
Let me know if
wedding dresses, groom's outfit, photographer, wedding band or DJ, flowers, liquor, food, it all adds up.
Yeah, it does.
to over $30,000.
Yeah. Do you need a morning show speech? Let us know.
Oh. By the way, 415 that wrote in to defend Hooman a minute ago. How dare you? You hear him?
Personal details.
We gotta have time. You're Sarah.
There's another R. Kelly video, and this might be the one that finally
that
does him in.
Good.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.